Mark Falter is a registered investment advisor representative of MidAmerica Wealth Advisory Group. MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that any discussion or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from a financial professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. All investing involves risk, whether it is associated with market volatility, purchasing power, or specific security, including the possible loss of principal. Information Express does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Investments, including money market accounts offered through MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group, are not FDIC insured. Welcome to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter, a show built with your financial future in mind.
The Retirement Income Hour.
Here's your host, Mark Falter.
Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter. You're listening to the Retirement Income Hour, and I thank you for listening to us today. Today we're talking about managing assets in the middle. Matter of fact, that's the title of today's show, Managing in the Middle. Now, let me give you a little quick reference. Why am I saying the middle? Many of you that have listening to today's show, you've seen me in the office at many times, MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group. I run that operation there. And I use a whiteboard. I always put conservative on the left, aggressive on the right, and the world, the universe, as I call it, of income-generating options in the middle. So that's where the reference came from. But I got to give you a little context of today's show. The basic way that I do the show is there's always something that brings up an idea, and then the idea I quickly run and write down, and then on the weekend I get back to that idea, and I can go back to it mentally and have the whole thing kind of ready for me when I do it. All I got to do is think of that one idea, and then bang, the whole show just about appears. I got to have that idea. If I don't have that idea, I can sit there for an hour and not come up with anything. But so I'm very quick to know when those ideas are. I've been on the radio now for a long time, almost a decade, and you kind of get the hang of how to write a show. But moral of the story is what gives me those ideas is almost invariably, not always, but almost invariably, a conversation with somebody, and they'll ask a question or bring up a point. And because, of course, I run the MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group, so there's a lot of conversations go on in a week. Well, there was one particular conversation that happened Wednesday this week, and the person asked me a very, very, very intelligent question, a very good question, a question that I thought that deserves a radio show. And the question that that person asked me was simply this. You ready? Mark, why is it advisors today manage your assets in the areas of the extreme? Meaning, Here's what I mean by that. You're thinking, now, what does that exactly mean? Let me explain it to you. You come to the advisor. I guarantee you when I tell you this analogy, you're going to be like, yeah, that's where my assets are being managed. Ready? All right. You come to the advisor with $1 million. They take $500,000 or a part of it, move it all the way over to the left-hand side in the super conservative world. They take the other $500,000, move it all the way over to the right-hand side in the super aggressive world, thinking one will offset the other. And here we go. Now, that makes perfectly good sense in the advisor's mind. I'm going to give you a quick analogy. I love analogies. This is a great analogy. You have 1 foot in boiling hot water, 1 foot in freezing cold water. Do you overall feel warm? No, you feel like your right foot is burning and your left foot is freezing. You do not feel comfortable. That is not the way to manage assets. One does not offset the other. Here's another reason I have always disagreed with that. Let's talk about that $500,000 that's super aggressive. The people that at least we work with, they don't want to see their assets go down and not come back up for 6 or 7 years. Would they be okay with maybe half of their assets going down and not coming back for 6 or 7 years? No, that's half the problem instead of the whole problem. The problem still exists. They've only literally eliminated half the problem. Now, let me tell you the real reason. And the rest of the story is good old Parra Harvey would say. I told the gentleman that asked that question. I said, let me tell you why they don't manage in the middle, as I refer to it. Because managing in the middle is hard work. Managing in the middle is very costly. managing in the middle is very inefficient. It's hard. And they don't know how, and they're not set up for it. So they'd rather go to the extremes. That's why it's really done. Because in our business, and I can't speak for every business, but in our business, the extremes are easy. Let's talk about the extremes for a minute, and you'll understand why. What's on the left-hand side extreme? Conservative world. CDs. How hard is it to invest in a CD? Pretty darn easy. What's in the far right-hand side? Super aggressive. S&P fund. Aggressive growth fund. All in one area. How hard is that? Call Vanguard and find out. Pretty darn simple. Matter of fact, they can dang near give it away. It's so easy. It's that middle that is hard work. Let me give you a little what goes on in the kitchen here. Who is, what entity, what industry is the best? The absolute best. Since the 1900s, early 1900s, at managing in the middle. Ponder, ponder, ponder. Ready for the answer? The insurance industry. I think, now don't quote me on this, but I think if they're not the largest industry in the world, they're close to it. These guys got managing in the middle down. I'll give you, for instance, if you get a pension, go look at that check and where it comes from. It's usually an insurance company. Let me give you another, for instance. When you get a Social Security check, what do they call that amount of money that you get every month? They call it your PIA. You know what PIA stands for? Primary insurance amount. Insurance industry, here's the scenario. You give them $1 million, they got to give you income for life. Big variable. They don't know how long life is. So they got to make sure they got enough assets. You think they take your money and put it in the market? I got news for you. No, they don't. They derive income. One of the companies that I deal with, very, very good company, they've got 40 chartered financial analysts. All their job is managing in the middle. Basically, what we've done at Mid-American Wealth Advisory Group is we've taken the whole concept of what the insurance industry does and take it to the American consumer, but is a very, very hard, expensive way to manage money. Why did I do it? Because a couple of reasons. Number one, I had you guys in mind and your income in mind, and it's the only way I know how to derive income properly. So if you want to know more about life in the middle, why do advisors avoid it, and what is there that you could be taking advantage of, I have put an entire kit together. This kit, it's called the Income Kit, involves three things, yours free, no catches, no obligations, no nothing. This is a show built with your financial future in mind. I've put together the Income Kit. It consists of three things, the Income Booklet, another booklet titled, Will I Have Enough Income in Retirement? And then third, Market Corrections Booklet. So three things in the Income Kit can be yours, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. You're listening to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter, and we're talking today about managing money in the middle. Matter of fact, that's the title of today's show, is Managing in the Middle. And life in the middle is fun. Life in the middle is boring. Matter of fact, you kind of laugh at that, but I tell my clients, hey guys, I put the B in boring. But you know what I find? My clients like boring because they've had aggressive, shiny, bright, shiny lure. They've had all that stuff for 35, 40 years. They want boring. You know what they want? They want a paycheck every month. They want it to be the same, and they don't want it to cut into principal. That's what they want. I consider that boring. Actually, it's boring for you. It's actually really hard for us, but it's boring for you. I mean, that's what they want every month. They don't want to be selling shares. So let's spend a little time talking about life in the middle. Life in the middle, as I said, consists of several things: corporate bonds, preferred stocks, real estate investment trusts, publicly traded, not private, structured notes, high yield bonds, things of that nature that develop fixed income. They have one thing in common, and that is whether the value of the portfolio goes up or whether the value of the portfolio goes down. Two things happen. They produce income consistently. And most importantly, when they're producing income, shares are not sold to create that income. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. And that is, if you're pulling income, I want you to hear this. Matter of fact, I want you to hear this loud and clear, as in if you get nothing else out of today's show, get this one thing out of today's show. If you are pulling income from your portfolio, I want you to go get your statement. You're taking income every month. That's the way everybody takes income. Go get your monthly statement, the last one. Go to the very back. I want you to see, because all the calculations are in there. If you got any questions, call us. We'll walk you through it. Or call the company that put out the statement. Call them and ask them. I want you to explain to me exactly how did that income get generated? Were there any shares got sold? It'll tell you right back in the back. As an advisor, if you aren't making your clients interest in dividends in today's market, then you're either they're dealing with a young client that wants growth, which is fine, then you don't need to create them dividends. It's all about growth. Or if you're dealing with a 70-plus-year-old client that has already told you they want income, you're not creating it, you really need to consider another line of work, because it has never gotten easier than it is right now. Jerome Powell has done everything short of come to your door and handed it to you. For those of you that don't know, Jerome Powell is the federal chairman. He is the guy that just here recently said that he is going to take rates down, but he's probably not going to do it until the later part of this year. Matter of fact, I think he was even quoted as saying he's going to do it three times. He has made it as easy as possible for you to not sell shares. You sell shares, that is one less share you have. That's the old analogy I've always said, chickens and eggs. Eggs being dividends, chicken being principal. You eat chickens, eggs stop. Dead chickens don't lay eggs. You can go to the Retirement Income Hour website, or you can go to the podcast, type in Retirement Income Hour, listen to our podcast on. That was the title of the show, Dead Chickens Don't Lay Eggs. You don't want to be selling those shares. Those shares don't create any future dividends. You want to be getting dividends and interest. So again, let me go back to why do advisors do this? Because they think that one offsets the other. They think everything in the far left-hand side in the world of fixed income investments, annuities and CDs and things like that, far offsets this semiconductor stock over here. Well, it doesn't. I mean, at the end of the day, you got half the money scaring the heck out of your client. You got the other half not keeping pace with inflation in many cases. Now, it is right now because inflation's down and interest rates are up, but it won't stay that way long term. Overall, it's a really dumb way to manage money, if you want my personal opinion. What kind of chaps my hide is I know the reason they don't do this is because it costs more to manage clients' monies in the middle. It doesn't cost hard. Why do you think Vanguard can dang near give those funds away? It doesn't cost much to manage money on the far right-hand aggressive side. It's that middle that is extremely expensive. What they would rather do is pocket the money themselves, which, again, kind of chaps my hide. I like calling them out on the radio show. That's what I do, because this is not a show built with the financial planner in mind. This is not a show built with your CFP or CPA or any of those guys in mind. This is a show built with your financial future in mind. Now, you're probably wondering, Mark, what the heck is in the middle again? I know you said it, but I didn't write it down quick enough. I'm trying to drive while you're talking there, and I can't do two things at once. Well, I'm going to tell you again how you can get all the information you need on what's in the middle. I put together three different items and put it in a kit format, and I call it the income kit. It's got an income booklet in there. It's got a will you have enough for retirement income booklet in there. And then it, of course, it's got the market corrections booklet in there. But basically ask for the income kit. It will involve all three things. 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Hey, let me ask you a quick question. When you go to a company and you buy something and they farm the work on that product out, what typically happens? It costs more for you, doesn't it? And they lose control. Well, I'm going to talk to you about a dirty little secret that goes on in the financial services industry right here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Mark Fulter, 844-777-MARK.
We know you're busy and have a lot of things to do on a weekend. Some days it's truly hard to do the things you want to do. Well, now you can listen to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter at a time and a place that's convenient for you. Mark Falter and the Retirement Income Hour is available on a podcast. Yep, now you can listen at your convenience. Simply head to your favorite podcast app and type in Mark Falter and you'll find the show. Oh, and be sure to subscribe and you will get updates on new shows. Mark Falter and the Retirement Income Hour, now available on podcast. The Retirement Income Hour, a show built with your financial future in mind.
Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Hour.
You're listening to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter. This is a show built with your financial future in mind. The title of today's show is Managing in the Middle. In the middle, as I referred to earlier in the show, is where all the conservative income generating items are. I always write, when I do it on the whiteboard, conservative stuff on the left, aggressive stuff on the right. Not saying there's no use of those things. There are, but the world of income is in the middle. Well, right before the break, I promised you I would tell you about a dirty little secret that goes on in the financial services industry and how advisors farm things out. This is one of the other reasons why there's not a lot of managing in the middle. Now, I really struggled with, I don't want to read, I hate reading things on the radio here because you don't listen to the radio show to hear me read. But there's something I'm thinking, is there any way I can get around not reading this thing? And I haven't thought of a way yet. So we're going to kind of read through it a little bit. But let me, before I read through this, give you the overriding theme of the point I'm trying to get across. All right? The overriding theme is an analogy that I use. And when I train my advisors, I always tell them about the muffler analogy. Now, I don't know why I picked muffler. I have no idea. I always think of this little muffler place down in North Kansas City. I have no earthly clue why that comes to my mind. But imagine, if you will, this is the overriding theme. This is an analogy. Okay, so you want to go get your muffler fixed. And you ask your buddy, Fred. You say, hey, Fred, where can I go get my muffler fixed? And he says, you ought to go down to Bill. Bill will fix your muffler. He's down in North Kansas City. He'll fix your muffler. Great. You go down to Bill. He fixed your muffler. He charged you $1,000 to fix your muffler. You're heading home and you say, hey, Fred, I appreciate that. Referral to Bill. He fixed my muffler good. No more noise. Fred says, great. You owe me $200. I said, what the heck, Phil? Fred, why do I owe you $200? Because I referred you to Bill. Well, yeah, but you didn't do anything. Bill did all the work. Well, yeah, but that's the way it works. So now you're not $1,000 into the muffler. You're $1,200 into the muffler. And that's a funny little story. That's an analogy, and you say that's funny. You understand that is literally the way that 80% of the advisors out there work. They farm things out. What's crazy is it's kind of the opposite world in the financial services industry. In my little analogy, Bill made $1,000, Fred made $200. The way it is in the financial services industry is Bill, the guy that does the work, he gets paid the $200 and Fred makes $1,000. And then we wonder why we have the Department of Labor up our hineys. We asked for this, guys. And for those of you that don't know, let me give you a little context on that. Obama said that Americans were paying $72 billion with a B in excess fees on investments. May or may not like Obama. I'm not here to say pro or con. I'm just saying the man was not wrong on that. Matter of fact, I think he was low. Well, now we got the Department of Labor scrutinizing every little move we make, saying, are you charging too much? I got news for you, DOL. Yes, overall, most advisors are. We scrutinize the heck out of this that we are not, but most advisors are, and they're farming this out, and their feet are up on the desk not doing any work. And yes, it is another thing that chaps my hide. Now, what brought this up, and I'm not going to read this whole poem to you because it's just too darn long, but here, let me just give you the synopsis here. This was put on Facebook. Financial Advisor put this out there. Financial Advisor put this out there, and the premise of this story was to get across that, you know, clients don't understand what they're asking. So let me kind of walk you through this. Client, how much will this job? Now, he's talking to a contractor, like a remodeler. Client, how much will this job cost? The contractor says $2,800. Client says that's too expensive for this job. Well, then the contractor says, how much do you think it should cost? Client says $800 max. Contractor says, well, I can't do the job for that little. Client says, yeah, but people in your line of work, they want to make huge profits. Well, the contractor says, I'm sorry you feel that way. Why don't you just do the job yourself? Client, of course, I guess I'm reading it to you, so here we go. Client, but I don't want to have to learn how to do that. Contractor says, for $900, I can teach you. Well, here, let me give you the Reader's Digest condensed version for the rest of the story. By the time he's done teaching him, and by the time the client goes out and gets all the tools, they realize, hey, I'm right back to $3,000, more than what it would have cost to just pay the contractor. And the moral of that whole long poem that I had to copy and read, I said, you know, the financial advisor's point was, we're worth it. We as financial advisors, we're worth it. Well, I got news for you. We're not worth it in most cases. Now you're thinking, dude, you're a financial advisor. Well, I'll tell you why. Because this is a show built with your financial future in mind, not the financial advisors. Now, we at MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group, I always say we manage money the old-fashioned way. We earn it. We earn our keep. We actually find the individual investments, and we do the research that needs to be done. Most advisors today, I'm telling you, they manage life in the extremes where it's easy. They don't do it basically for your benefit. They do it for theirs, and it's extremely easy to scale a business that way. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, well, that makes perfectly good sense why the only two things I'm seeing is money market accounts and a few bond funds. By the way, bond funds are the king of easy management. And then everything else is equities and in the market. Your radio is set to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter, and this is a show built with your financial future in mind. Title of today's show is Managing in the Middle. In other words, how to invest for income is another paraphrase way of saying that. Managing in the middle. So I talked about a poem that was put online. I had to copy and paste it. And it's talking, again, you know, the contractor saying, hey, I can teach the client how to go do this, but by the time you get the tools, by the time you do all this stuff, you're going to pay more than what you pay me. Well, here's the reality of the situation. The fact of the matter is, and this is what I emailed to a gentleman that helps me out with my show. I said, imagine if the contractor farmed the job out for $200, charged $2,800, and then the stuck $2,600 in their pocket and didn't do any of the work. Now, that's the more, this is literally what goes on in the kitchen with most firms today. Now, don't take my word for it. Why do you think Vanguard is so popular as an investment today? Because people are done paying those huge fees. Or at least if you're going to pay the fee, 1% a year, 2% a year, whatever it is, you want to get something for it. So let's talk a little bit about what it looks like to get something for it, shall we? Now, you're thinking to yourself, Mark, what is the universe of investment options or managing in the middle look like? Well, that's why I put together the income kit. Income kit's got several different items in it. Matter of fact, three different booklets on how to develop income, how to avoid risk. It can be yours free of charge, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Well, let me talk to you a little bit about what life in the middle or investing for income really looks like. It involves going out and finding individual holdings that pay fixed income. What are those holdings? Individual bonds, individual preferred stocks, individual REITs, publicly traded, not private. Talking about structured notes. Well, let's camp out a little bit on structured notes. By the way, if you ever want to listen to this show any time of day, go back to the podcast, and in any podcast app, type in the Retirement Income Hour, you'll find us. But go back to the one, here's why I bring this up, on structured notes. What's involved in that? Structured notes are cool. I mean, you can make 8 to 12% interest paid monthly in a good structured note. However, they're very high maintenance. Not for you, for us. I mean, you got to have an analyst to do this. Let's talk about bonds for a minute. You go out and buy an individual bond. First of all, let me ask you a question. How do you buy a bond? Do you know? Call your advisor. How do you buy a bond? Hold on. Let me ask a guy. I think Fred over there knows. That's literally the answer you're going to get. They don't buy bonds, guys, because first of all, they don't know how to do it. You got to consider yield to duration, current yield, yield to worst. Honestly, you got to have an analyst in a Bloomberg terminal, and it's extremely expensive. You got to buy analysts in pairs in case one craps out on you. One dies on you, gets stuck in traffic, whatever the case is. You got to have another one. You understand these ain't $50,000, $60,000 a year jobs, these analysts. You do realize that, I hope. Point of the story is life in the middle is not cheap. Now, I was this past week at, in my opinion, the best golf course in Kansas City. I know I'm going to probably ruffle some feathers, but there's probably some other feathers that aren't going to be ruffled. Best golf course in Kansas City, the Nationals. That's where I'm a member. And by the way, if you're ever, we're going to have a show where we're going to have the gentleman from the Nationals on, that's head of management, because one of the things I like to talk about is things that people do in retirement, and that's one of the things I do, but I became a member up there, love it there. But we were at, Amy and I, my wife, we were at a, Silver Oak is a brand of wine, very good brand of wine, and there was a spokesperson there from Silver Oak, and he said something, man, I was scrambling for something to write something down, I said, that's going to go on my show this weekend. He said, and I got to make sure I got this right. He said, the way that we make wine is not an efficient way to make wine. He said, as a matter of fact, the way we make wine is not very darn cost effective either. He said, actually, it's not very quick. It's pretty darn slow. But the end result is really high quality wine. And I thought to myself, that is exactly what the world of income is like. Because when you buy a bond, let me give you just a for instance. Here's why advisors buy bond funds. You don't have to take on credit risk. Credit risk means that if you buy a bond through Budweiser, chance of Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch going under, slim and none. But what if you got to babysit them? Well, you don't want to put all your money in Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch. I keep saying Budweiser, that's just their brand. You don't want to put all your money in Anheuser-Busch. Let's go talk about Altria. Altria pays dang near a 9% dividend. You don't want to put everything in Altria. It's too much in one basket. Well, you got to babysit Altria now. What do I mean by babysit? What happens if Altria goes under? Well, the dividend stops and the money that was in it probably is going to go away. So you got to babysit. Well, who babysits? The analyst babysits. And how does he do it? He does it through his Bloomberg terminal, because you basically got to watch an entire portfolio. Take the money and put it in a bond fund. No more babysitting. No more need for analysts. No more need for Bloomberg terminal. The way we manage money is very inefficient, but guess what it does? It produces consistent income. It's efficient for you. We basically take it on the chin. Now, if you want to know more about what does life look like in the middle, is that something that I should at least have part of my portfolio involved in? Well, I would invite you to call us and ask for a kit called the Income Kit. It's got about three different booklets about income and market risk in it. Income Kit can be yours free of charge, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Morningstar. Morningstar is the biggest promoter of mutual funds probably out there. Morningstar, and I use this in my workshops, wrote an article years ago. I use it all the time. They said that if you have a 100% stock portfolio and you are looking to create income and have it last until you're 100, the maximum you should ever take from a portfolio is 2%. Let me ask you, can you live on 2% out of your portfolio? Most people would say no to that. They need that 4 to 5% that they were sold on. Well, guy, I got news for you. You can make 5 in a CD right now. I mean, you go in a structured note, you make 8 to 12. Point of the story is a stock-based portfolio was never created to create you income. It's created for growth. If you want to create income, that's where we come in. Managing in the middle. Do I really even need a financial advisor? Can I do it myself? In most cases, you can. But in some cases, you do need an advisor. And I'm going to be talking about the when here in just a minute.
MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group was built with your financial future in mind. For over 25 years, they've been helping those preparing for or those in retirement effectively protect and grow their portfolios. MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group works hard in taking the proper steps to ensure your financial future. That means working to provide you with a peace of mind to help you navigate the ever-changing landscape of planning and saving for retirement. They do this by taking a one-on-one approach and will drill down to ascertain your specific needs. To find out more about how MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group can help you, call 816-640-5888. 816-640-5888.
The Retirement Income Hour.
Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter, and today we're going to cover the concept of whether or not you really even need a financial planner. I know it's a question that a lot of people wonder, especially people listening to this time on the radio, because honestly, a lot of people, and I don't blame you, and I'm glad you do, look for free, helpful information. And it's one of my goals on today's show and every show is to give you as much useful information as you can get that you don't even have to call us and you can use this information. I don't want to just be a show that tries to solicit calls for business. We want to give you some useful information. And as I often say, this is a show built with your financial future in mind. In that respect, today's show is, do you need a financial planner? And I'll be the first to tell you right up front, not everybody needs a planner. And I've said that before. Now, I'm going to do this in light of something that I'm currently studying. And it's actually two things. A couple of things I'm studying. A strategic coach has got a group that, very, very good group. And one of the things they teach in there is a thing called unique abilities. Without elaborating too far, I'll tell you basically what unique abilities are. Are, should I say, the things that are your unique things that you are very, very good at. And usually the way to find out what these unique abilities are is ask somebody you know, because you don't usually see them because you wonder why everybody else struggles in these areas. It's so easy for you. Combined with that is a book that I'm also in the process of going through titled The One Thing, and that is an extremely good book. The book, I think, is Gary Keller, I think is the guy's name, that wrote that book. I'll tell you here in just a minute. It is Keller Real Estate. And The One Thing, and narrows it down to the most important thing. I'm going to kind of work that into today's show because really those two things together really kind of led me to putting together something to help people in whether or not they should be looking for a financial planner or should they do it themselves, and we're going to talk about that. Now, in that context, let's, as I said, but I gave you a little description, but let's kind of describe what is a unique ability. The question and where this pertains is dealing with your own financial matters. Is that your unique ability? Is it something you want to do? You're retired now. Is it something you want to mess with? Well, let's talk about unique abilities. You ever heard the old saying, jack of all trades, master of none? There is an immense amount of truth to that. In today's day and age, we got these cell phones and internet, and it came across initially as helpful, but in many ways it's not helpful. We have more things, opportunities, data points coming across our lives in a daily, in a day now than we ever had in history. The problem with it is you can get information overload. Give you, for instance, they found that with cable television, one of the things that people do is turn the TV off because they don't know where they go because they got the choice of 567 different stations. Remember the days when you only had three and one of them didn't come in correctly unless you had the rabbit ears just right. You know, and the point is, more choices is not necessarily a better thing. And in this light, we think that we're good at everything. We think that we can get on the internet and find about anything we want. And the question is, even if you get the data, do you really want to do it? And you're going to find that as you research people that are successful in certain areas, you will find that they don't try to become everything to everybody. They find those areas they're very good at and specialize in those areas. I'll give you, for instance, planning your own financial matters, choosing your own investments is a time-consuming thing. You're retired now. You've got time. Do you really want to spend it doing research, doing analysis on investments? Do you know how to do analysis? Do you want to get learned up real quick, go through the learning curve to do that? Or do you really want to spend time traveling or spend time with the grandkids? I mean, did you really retire to do research on investments? I will tell you that most people I talk to on a daily basis in my office say, no, I did not, I don't want to learn, and I don't trust myself if I do learn. I learned this a long time ago, and just going through Dan Sullivan's items with Strategic Coach on Unique Abilities, it just reaffirmed the fact that I don't like handiwork. I don't like working around the house. I hire people to do that. I've got an executive assistant, and I do find there's things that I like doing, and I spend more time with those. And really, at the end of the day, isn't that really what retirement is all about, doing the things you want to do and not the things you don't want to do? I mean, you spent 35, 40 years at a job doing the things you didn't want to do because you got paid for them. And let me ask you another question. Were the things that you didn't want to do, were you really good at them? In most cases, you have to honestly say no. There was something, someone better at that than me. This is an interesting study. There is a company called Colby, K-O-L-B, that does Colby tests. And basically, they find what you're good at. The moral of this is put a person in the seat that is best for them. And I find a lot of people go into the seat of financial planner, and it's not their area. Here is a really, really great way to tell if it's your seat, if you should be in it, if you should be dealing with your own finances. You ready? Pretty simple question. Can you deal with your own financial matters in a negative market, not in an up market? It's easy in an up market. Can you deal with your own personal financial matters in a negative market without emotion? I'm going to tell you, if you answer that question, no, I cannot. Emotions get involved. I get nervous. Then you probably aren't the best person to do it. You know, and I find sometimes people get wrapped up in fees. Well, I don't want to pay somebody to do it. Well, you know, here's the thing. Honestly, if you get your time back, how much is your time really worth? And if you get a better result, I'll give you a case in point. I'm going to give a little promotion here for most of you that know me know that I do a lot of deer habitat management. And with that comes the most, in my opinion, the single most best invention ever derived for the process of habitat management is the deer camera. Well, the best deer camera out there, period, end of story, is Reconyx. Everything else is second. And you thinking to yourself, wow, that's a bold statement. I'm telling you, call me, email me, tell me the camera that works better than Reconyx, and I'll prove you wrong, because they will fix the camera to the day you die. They have got the best camera out there. Now, it's also the most expensive camera. I told my handyman, I said, you know, I've went and bought these cheaper cameras, and you don't save a dime, because I end up going and getting Reconyx anyways. See, I can't go out to these cameras. They got to work on a cell and a battery, and I end up getting the Reconyx anyways. So, you know, really, did you beat the person at their own game? It's a lot like financial planning. When you do it yourself, you end up taking a mess to the financial planner anyways. And you don't ultimately save money by not paying the fees, because you end up paying it in another way, something you forgot, didn't know, because it's not your expertise. Now, in that light, I have put a booklet together, one that I think you will find extremely handy, a booklet titled The Value of an Independent Opinion. The Value of an Independent Opinion. If you'd like to get an independent opinion on your situation, I'd invite you to call and ask for said booklet. 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Ask for, by name, The Value of an Independent Opinion. We're talking today about the need for a financial planner. Do you need one? Is it something you really should pursue, or can you do it yourself? And we're talking about that today. And if you're just now coming across our show, it's the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter, and this is a show built with your financial future in mind. You know, on that light of being the financial planner yourself, you've got to ask yourself another question. If you make a decision, okay, I'm going to assume, first of all, you're not single. You're married. You have now taken on the job of becoming financial planner. You've got a spouse. The spouse is counting on you to make the right decision. They don't want to have you make the wrong decision. You make the wrong decision. You've got injured by making the wrong decision. And let me ask you a quick question. Is your spouse going to be happy with your wrong decision? My point is, do you want to add insult to injury? My father told me a lesson a long time ago. Ready for this? It's a good one. Never hire anybody you can't fire. You can't fire yourself. If you got somebody that screws up, at least then it's their problem, not your problem. And you've got to live with your spouse tonight. You can always fire the financial planner. Little piece of marital. Follow me for more marriage tips. But I'm not kidding. And there's always, in every case, in every situation I deal with, there's only one person in most cases handle the financial matters in a family. It's not two. It's not. I don't know why it is. That's beyond this scope of this radio show here. But it's always one. So do you really want to hear that in case you make the wrong decision? Now, let me be crystal clear about something. All right? Now, I'm going to make a lot of financial planners very mad by this statement here. I actually like that, and I think it makes it even better. because at the end of the day, this is a show built with your financial future in mind, not theirs. And that is, if you've got a growth portfolio, if that is your goal, I want to grow this money. Now you think, what other portfolio is there? Well, there's another portfolio out there. It's called an income and protection portfolio, one that you don't sell shares when the market goes down. You're getting the same type of income, but you're in a growth mode. That's your goal. You ready? You don't need a financial planner. You don't. Now you're wasting your money if you do. Let me tell you where you need to go. You need to go to iShares. You need to go to Vanguard. And let me tell you something else. If you pull your statement out, bold statement here, very good thing for you to do. If you remember nothing else from this show, remember this. Go home, out of the car. You're now out of the car. You're at home. You pull your investment statements out. Look at your statement. If you've got nothing but exchange-traded funds in there, that's all you got, and you're paying a fee for it, you're getting ripped off. You are buying. I actually think there's more difference in bottled water and more wisdom in paying for that than paying for ETFs and paying a fee. You can go to Vanguard and get that darn near free. I probably sell more Vanguard funds than Vanguard. That's not true. They actually sell a lot themselves. My point is, if you got a growth portfolio, you don't need a financial planner. Just stick it in a good S&P 500 fund and don't look back. And just constantly put money in it every month, dollar cost average. You're in good shape. Where you need a financial planner is when life hits you at about 63, you're 3 years out from retirement, you've had the money in a 401k, it's about $1 million, you don't know that you trust yourself doing it, you don't want to hear from your spouse if you screw up, you don't feel comfortable dealing with this, and now you need to protect it. And more importantly, out of that $1 million, you need $60,000, $70,000 a year without selling shares and have that money last forever. When you're at that point, call us. That's where we shine. But back to that growth portfolio. If you've got a growth portfolio and you're paying an advisor to do it, here's what I'd do. I'd look at the money you put in, the money you got now, go pull a graph up on the S&P 500 over the exact same period of time, compare the two, and if the S&P 500 smoked him, fire him. And you know what? You're all going to fire your financial planners. None of them kept pace with the S&P 500. They've done studies on this. None of these guys do. Here, don't take my word for it. Google Harry Markowitz, M-A-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z, Harry Markowitz. This guy was born in 1927. He died He just died June 22nd of 2023. What is Portfolio Theory by Harry Markowitz all about? I'm just literally looking at Google right now. Portfolio allocation theory based on two factors, risk and return. He wrote this back in the 1950s. In that you cannot beat, this is literally Vanguard's sales pitch right here. This, you cannot beat the S&P 500. He's proved it, and he won a Nobel Prize on it. So when your financial planner tells you that they can, they're selling you snake oil at 1.25% fee. However, if you're in that other position where, hey, I want to keep this money. I've built it. I just want to keep it now. I want to get income out of it. I don't want to sell shares. I don't want to run out of money. If you're in that boat, now you need a planner. Now, if this is a little confusing for you and you're not sure, hey, I put a booklet together that I know is going to help you. It is titled, ready? The Value of an Independent Opinion. The Value of an Independent Opinion. Read this, help you make the decision, because it's a big decision. It's the biggest decision in your financial matters, probably bigger than your house, as far as real estate is concerned, and value. So it's Value of an Independent Opinion. How you to get it, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Quick question. You want income, you want safety. Do you think you can produce that portfolio on your own? Now you're talking a much more difficult portfolio. Let's talk about that here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Mark Falter, 844-777-MARK.
Mid-American Wealth Advisory Group was built with your financial future in mind. For over 25 years, they've been helping those preparing for or who are in retirement effectively protect and grow their portfolios. Mid-American Wealth Advisory Group works hard in taking the proper steps to ensure your financial future. That means working to provide you with the peace of mind to help you navigate the ever-changing landscape of planning and saving for retirement. It's Mid-American Wealth Advisory's goal to meet your goals in retirement and for you to enjoy those years you've worked so hard for. They do this by taking a one-on-one approach and will drill down to ascertain your specific needs. Once those needs and wants are understood, the team at MidAmerican Wealth Advisory will construct the best possible plan to help you meet those needs and dreams by working to protect and grow your need for income in retirement. To find out more how MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group can help you, call 816-640-5888. That's 816-640-5888.
The Retirement Income Hour.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter. This is a show built with your financial future in mind. Today we're talking about whether or not you need a financial planner. Can you do it yourself? Maybe you can. If you got a growth portfolio and an S&P 500 goal, you want to meet and beat the S&P or just meet it, which really should be your goal. I don't think you do. I really don't think you do. I think paying a planner is a waste of money. However, if you want to not lose money, you want to produce income whether the accounts are up or down. If you've heard my show very long, you've heard the analogy of eating eggs and not eating chicken. Eggs being dividends, chicken being principal. If you want to get in that position where you know, without question, that you won't run out of money in your lifetime, now it's a different ballgame. So let's talk a little bit about what goes into what we do. What goes on in the kitchen at MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group? We do income planning. Now, understand that most advisors, large or small, that do income planning are totally okay with you selling shares. So here's a basic premise I want you to understand. If you got $1 million, $500,000, it doesn't matter, and you're taking money out of there every month, out of that portfolio, another little thing you can do, another little simple exercise, go to your statement to the very back of it, look in there, or just call your advisor and ask them, did I sell shares to produce this money? If you did, they're not an income planner. You got a growth planner trying to produce an income portfolio. In other words, you don't know what you're doing, and they don't know what they're doing. That's a problem. They don't know how to produce income. Now, why is that a problem? Because if you're selling shares, you tell me, are you going to run out of shares before you die? How long are you going to live? You don't know. So what goes on in managing income portfolios? First of all, you've got to invest in income vehicles. What are income vehicles? Bonds, preferred stock, real estate investment trust, publicly not privately traded, don't like privately traded REITs, structured notes. Now, there is a little bit of planning needs to go on here, because when you pick an individual bond instead of a bond fund, which you've heard me talk about before, and if you are unsure why you should have a bond versus a bond fund, go to our podcast. Type in Income Hour, and you'll find Retirement Income Hour. I'm sorry. You'll find our podcast. Go back to the ones on bonds versus bond funds. You'll see what I'm talking about there. And if you own a bond, you get fixed income. Own a bond fund, you got the stock of a bond investment. You get fixed income. Well, to do this, you take on a little thing called credit risk. Credit risk requires somebody to sit and watch this investment, make sure they stay safe, which requires a Bloomberg terminal, which requires an analyst. And especially when you get into the nature of structured notes, now it involves a large bank. Now you see why, when you do a portfolio that derives true income the right way, it's actually not something that you can just learn overnight. I mean, I pay a lot of money for the analysts that I hire, and I don't hire, you can't just get one. You got to get them in pairs. You got to get them Bloomberg terminals and all these things that go with it so they can do the research and make sure that company's credit rating stays the same. This is not something you're going to learn overnight. I mean, my analyst was a head of risk management for two major insurance companies. You got to understand, this is what insurance companies do, is derive income out of portfolios for themselves. Our goal with MidAmerican Wealth Advisory is to take it to you and have you do it on your, have us do it for you. Now, all of a sudden, it's worth paying a fee for. So the question you've got to ask yourself is, do you feel comfortable doing that on your own? And in many cases, the answer of the people we talk to is no. The primary goal I've had with our practice for as long as I've been in it is I want people to come to us to get something they couldn't get on their own, and they're not going to get through another planner. The fee that they pay, usually around 1%, is well worth it. They couldn't do it on their own. Because when you get into income vehicles, you've got to consider things like yield to duration, current yield, yield to maturity. Do you even know what these terms mean? These are all things you've got to do research on when you pick these fixed income investments. This is one of the reasons why most financial planners don't do this, because they don't even understand those terms. So again, if you're not sure if your portfolio is set up like this and you're thinking, you know, I'd like to get another opinion, well, I've got a booklet that I am 100% sure you're going to find very, very helpful. And it is titled exactly that, The Value of an Independent Opinion. I'd like to get that booklet to you free of charge, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Now, you're listening to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter. Do you need a financial advisor? We're talking about that. I'm going to get into another teaching that I've been studying lately, and that is this booklet I talked to you about by Gary Keller. The One Thing, very, very good book. He talks about the 80-20 rule, and there are 80-20 rules, a thing called the Pareto's Principle. And he talks about you can even take, in other words, 20% of the things you do give you 80% of the results. You can take this 80-20 rule and apply it to about everything out there. And there's a moral of this story. You can't do it all. You can't be the jack of all trades. You truly will be the master of none if you try. And that is the question you've got to ask yourself. Do you feel comfortable developing this income portfolio? And I think one of the reasons that people feel they can do it themselves is they think to themselves, you know, there's really not that much difference between my financial planner and me. And I'm going to tell you something. If you think that, you're right. Matter of fact, there's an old saying I used to joke about, the difference between the sales guy and you is he read the brochure on the way to the appointment. And unfortunately, in our industry, it's got very low points of entry, and that is the case. And I'm telling you, if you're paying for a growth portfolio, I don't care if he's got designations after his name or not, you're probably paying for air. Go buy yourself a good S&P 500 fund through iShares or Vanguard or one of those companies. Constantly take money, put it in it, and you'll smoke his portfolio returns at a lower price. But when it comes time for safety and income, that is when the financial advisor, the really good ones, shine. And this is what I see a lot in our industry, is many advisors want to be the income guys, and they're really mostly, if you interview 10 advisors, you're going to find 9 out of 10 of them are the growth guys. Because growth is easy. It's the thing that's the easiest to gather data. You know, there's a movie where, I think it was Michael Douglas. Yes, it was Michael Douglas. It was the secondary movie to Wall Street. The movie was titled Money Never Sleeps. Great movie. Great quote in that Money Never Sleeps. He was up talking in front of several college students taking notes. He stated a statement, and that is, the most financial planners don't know the difference between preferred stock and livestock. That is the truth. So the question I've got, and that's one of the items we use heavily in our portfolios, are preferred stocks, because they have the commonalities of a stock yet a bond in the same thing, and they produce fixed income. But I thought that was one of the best quotes ever. Moral of the story is, income planning ain't so easy. But through the utilization of income planning, you can build your own annuity or have it built for you. And that's one of the reasons why I go to insurance companies to hire risk managers as analysts, because they know how to drive income. And if you think you got to put your money with an insurance company to have an annuity, you're kidding yourself. Now, it's not a bad place to do it. I'm not saying it's you should never have an annuity. I'm not bagging on annuities. I'm just saying it's not the only game in town to drive fixed income. I would invite for you to call us and ask for a booklet titled The Value of an Independent Opinion. The Value of an Independent Opinion, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Well, I'm out of time, but I've had fun. I hope you have too. I appreciate you listening, and I look forward to talking to you again next week right here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter, a show built with your financial future in mind. We'll be back next week at this same time. If you missed part of the show or want to know more, check out IncomeHour.com. Mark Falter is a registered investment advisory representative with MidAmerica Wealth Advisory Group. MidAmerica Wealth Advisory Group is an SEC-regulated third investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from a financial professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. The opinions spoken are only opinions and not statements of material fact. The opinions are based on knowledge and experience, but may not include all the supporting facts to verify these opinions. Registration as an investment advisor does not apply a certain level of skill or training.